So you have to understand that it's the treaty process that opens up land, the land in our territory. As I had mentioned, the Gunshot and Crawford Purchase, Toronto Purchase, those treaties that found their are rooted in the Royal Proclamation, that's what opens the land. And rightly or wrongly, once that door was opened, there was no shutting that door. So I have mentioned earlier that there were upwards of 17,000 settlers that had come into this territory within a relatively short period of time. And that gave the government justification to start laying out districts and townships and surveying concession lines and roads, etc. And it's a long period of time for the colony to develop. But it's the treaty process that opens the land. And for one reason or another, communities have popped up in what is now Oshawa, Bowmanville. Always where there's a stream or a river, that's where a town is, right? I mean, at one time, you had no other way around but the water. So Oshawa is a perfect example of a community that is developed at a relatively important point. There's the old Scugog carrying place as well that came down from the lake shore at Oshawa and made its way all the way up to Lake Scugog here and eventually to Georgian Bay. So if you can think of how the land was utilized before we had the 401, before we had all the highways and byways, when you think about how the land was utilized, some of our original roads are on old portage trails, carrying places. Simcoe Street relatively follows probably the original Scugog carrying place. Comes across Purple Woods, that height of land. I mean, you can see Lake Simcoe. If you come across there, it makes perfect sense that that would be the trail that the people used. So when you think about how Oshawa was created, well, you can pretty well source that information out. How Oliville, or how Oshawa, or how Bowmanville, or Whitby, all those communities, how they popped up.